Look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in Northwest Pennsylvania. We broadcast live every weeknight. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We are the dogfather of alternative media. Notice I said dogfather, right? Yeah. Somebody leaked something. There's something going on. Oh, just wait. Folks, we're proud to be broadcast right here on the Global Star Radio Network, where our guest tonight has his own show. Our guest tonight is Dr. Ted Brower. So excited. He's just back from a lengthy investigative trip in Europe. We're going to be talking about that tonight. So, folks, make certain that your seat backs and your tray tables are in their full upright and locked position, because we are going to experience some turbulence tonight. You think this week was all for naught? No, this is the capstone, the finished capstone of this week. In addition to being on Global Star Radio Network, we're also simulcast on Blog Talk Radio Network, BTR. And of course, you can watch us live and also access our archive on our YouTube channel. All you have to do is go to HagmanandHagman.com. That's right. Spell it all out. Two N's on Hagman.
Several options from SoundCloud, BTR, yep, to iTunes, the Global Star.
Yep. And if you really get, desperate, you can always just call me. We'll go for coffee and I'll just repeat what I said earlier. And Joe too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll drag Eric the Tech along with us. Eric the Tech in studio as well.
Oh, I think he's got Stockholm Syndrome. We don't really need to drag him anywhere anymore.
Well, see, and folks, you know, we are going to be covering, as, yes, we have our official press passes. We're going to be covering the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. We're also, hopefully, assuming we get out of that unscathed, we're going to be covering the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. But what we're going to do is Eric volunteered to wear a Trump shirt, and Joe the Trump shirt and hat.
Make America Great Again hat,
right,
at the DNC.
At the DNC. So
absolutely.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to just hang with our bodyguard, who's going to be, well, we've got one in Cleveland, actually. An armed guard in Cleveland. Go figure, right?
I'll have the Make America Great hat,
yep,
and the,
yep,
Hillary for Prison t-shirt.
But we just set that up. I just got the word on the armed escort today for Cleveland. Now, just so you know.
If I wear the same clothes in Cleveland, do you think we'd need an armed escort?
I don't know.
No, I think so.
So having said that, We're excited about this.
We get a great show tonight.
Yes,
Dr. Ted Breuer. Healthmasters.com is his website. Healthmasters.com is his website. He's got some incredible new information.
Wait a second, Joe. Why are we cloudy?
I don't know. The color could be, I don't know if it's a color combo.
Let me just wipe the screen here. Okay.
See this picture, Dan? This was taken, posted to the Facebook account by a steward. See the plane in the background? She posted this on her Facebook account.
Okay.
I'm going to give this to Eric. He can put it up on the screen so we can explain what we're talking about. There's a plane sticking out of the back in the water, and the flight attendant walking out of the...
Come on, you know that's just BS, right?
Who does that? And then their plane goes down? Maybe it is a coincidence, but from all the things we've seen...
Well, no, okay. So what you're saying is that was done prior to the crash.
Whether she knew what she was doing or somebody helped,
can't trust anything on the internet in terms of the Facebook, the graphics, the...
But who would do that?
Well, obviously someone who... I don't know. More on that. We don't want to keep our guests waiting.
No.
To be sure, let me just make sure I'm ticking off things here on the... pre-show checklist. Okay, that's done. Oh, folks, go ahead and have a visit to our new web store. It's open. It's secure. In fact, it's protected by an SSL, so all of your transactions are secure. It's HagmanReportStore.com. Yes. Yes, I actually had to mail it to you. HagmanReportStore.com. It's open. We celebrated our grand opening last week. Now, so HagmanReportStore.com, and take a really good look at the product descriptions. It tells it all, okay? You have to go to the product descriptions and really understand what we're attempting to do. We have more in store for you, pun intended, later on. But we're also selling, what we're doing is we're tearing off the labels from Dr. Ted Breuer's nutritional supplements and slapping them on Walmart supplements.
Yes, we have
sticks. Yeah, not purple sticks, but pink sticks, right?
Yeah. That's right. And we have
they put
a
you
book,
to sleep.
Break Health.
Yeah, not Breakthrough Health, but...
Break Health.
Yeah, I would never do that. I've got to say this, I have never felt better in terms of my physical health. And this is not a sales pitch. This is just a matter of fact. You know something? One of my favorite people is Dr. Ted Breuer. And I got an opportunity to meet him. And you know something? I can kick myself because I didn't get enough time to spend with him in Florida. This is about a year ago. Dr. Ted Breuer is a man of integrity, great character. He's a Christian. He has a Christian business called healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Now, this is not an infomercial at all when we bring him on. We talk about current events, and we're going to be talking about stuff today, but Dr. Ted Breuer is... I'm awed by his... Man, this guy reads like 25 books a week, and I think, I'm not sure, but I do believe he's got an eidetic memory. I could be wrong. If not, it's certainly a photographic memory. And he certainly is one of the most intelligent people I know when it comes to, just about everything.
And that's a compliment, because you know a lot of people.
I do, all six of them. Yeah, anyway. All right. So, with that, Joe, I'm going to kick it to you. Go for it.
All right. Dr. Ted Breuer, healthmasters.com is his website. His book, Breakthrough Health. We use his supplements that he... the business he owns, he makes his own supplements. It's a family-run business.
Yes,
in Austin. Not
he has
only does
bathtub.
The
it's
radio
full
show
of cod liver oil, and he digs little capsules, and he just you know he,
that cod liver oil is some powerful stuff.
He just
but they have a fantastic product line, not only of nutrients, supplements, and vitamins, but things like the Hagmann blood sugar protocol. Or they tailor to your needs.
Yes.
They are very user-friendly. Folks, give them a call if you have any questions, if you are interested or curious about starting you know, a new kind of workout regimen, a new kind of diet, talk to Ted. They will work with you. You don't have to call and order something. Just like American Survival Wholesale, they are there to help the listeners and to help their customers. And Ted's a great guy, and he'd be more than willing to, him or his son, or whoever's working, awesome. He'd be more than willing to work with you and to find out what works best for you. Now, with that, Ted's back from being out of the country.
Yep.
And it's great to have him back on the show. Ted, I'm going to turn it right over to you and just let you go where you will. We're going to get dinner, and we'll be back.
You're not going to get back?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Doug. It's good to be back with you. I was on a vacation, and it was also a report thing that I was doing over in Europe for about 23 days. And so I'm blessed because I've got a lot of airline points. So we get to fly over there for free, and I've got a lot of hotel points. I get to stay for free. So it was a really big free trip, basically, is what it was. Total trip out of pocket was probably $1,500 for fuel and for some food. So it was a really inexpensive trip. I got to do a lot of fun things. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But while I was gone, I did a few shows with Austin, probably about a half a dozen to a dozen while I was there. And I was talking about the current news events. I'm going to cover some of those things with you again and what I found in Europe. But the thing that blew my mind is that the obfuscation that was being done in the United States right now with the transgender bathroom issue. They have basically taken the issue that's ridiculous and blown it up into this national debate, and it's really kind of sad. And so when I got home today, I got home 2 days ago, I read an article. It was from Now the End Begins, and the name of the article was Barack Obama created the transgender construct to completely reset American society. And I wrote a little piece on that this morning, a few paragraphs, and I sent it out to my database, and it said, this is a must-read article. The only way that resetting this transgender issue with Obama is acceptable is that, like Rubio, Obama is gay. When Joan Rivers called him and Michelle out, she was dead in less than a month. Obama, as far as I'm concerned, is a blatant hypocrite for remaining in the closet. The media, which is controlled by Hollywood, the Communist International Banker Group, is also openly supportive of Sodom and Gomorrah. They're Sabbateans, the followers of the false Messiah of the 1600s. Their goal is simply this, to subvert everything God created, to turn it upside down. They are most likely being controlled by interdimensional entities. Paul McGuire talks about this. We call them demons. Many feel this is the fallen angel handiwork from Genesis chapter 6. I agree with this premise. Jesus said that it was as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon his return. In those days, every thought of man was evil. Obama is seeking to restore Sodom and Gomorrah using the USA as a template. This is minimal compared to what Hillary will do if she's elected. Plus, many have now been brainwashed into believing that an acceptance of deviant sexual lifestyles is in everyone's best interests. This is what happened in Rome. Sadly, most Christians sit in their happy, happy churches and don't see reality, but only a false paradigm being promoted by name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, greedy preachers who are masquerading as men of the cloth. These men refuse to preach repentance. They refuse to preach holiness. It's all about filling their churches with politically correct groupies. Everyone, please wake up. The time is short. We need to restore our once great company, our country. The communists backed by the Rothschilds from the 1930s, who were primarily Satanists who came out of Russia, have created this mess. Senator Joe McCarthy was right. And that's what I wrote this morning at 7 o'clock in a lack of sleep-induced stupor. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And so it's interesting to be on a six-hour jet lag from Germany. So right now in Germany where I was, it's about 1 o'clock in the morning as I'm starting the show. So I'm pretty awake, that I feel pretty good. But I want to go over with you what happened to us while we were in Germany. The Muslim problem in Germany has gone off the chain. People in Nuremberg, top people in hotels, hotel managers, are trying to exit Germany now, Doug and Joe. They said that Germany is gone, that it's being destroyed by Angela Merkel. They told me basically that she was a communist, that she was raised in East Germany, and that they hope they can get her out of office, but the damage has already been done, and that they realize that Germany will no longer be a Christian nation. Probably within 20 years, they'll be gone, and they'll be under Sharia law. This is what's happened in Europe. When I was in Munich, we drove up to the hotel. There was a Muslim guy working there at the valet. It was at the Westin. He even refused to take my car. He told me I could go park it on the street, that their parking lot was full, and that was just, he wasn't taking the vehicle. I mean, that's how empowered they've become in Europe. And he was working there.
not to interrupt you, but in Germany, I don't know if you saw this, but they, Merkel and government were arresting anybody making anti-immigration comments on social media. Mass arrests were ongoing.
Well, I asked multiple people about that, Joe, and I was going to bring that story up. I could find no evidence of that in Germany while I was there for the 3 weeks. I was also in Italy. And so we're going to talk about all of that. But I couldn't find any evidence of that, though I do believe it is going on. I couldn't verify that. So that's why I wasn't going to bring it up tonight. But I personally believe it is going on because Merkel is really cracking down because they don't want anti-Muslim rhetoric. See, the Germans have been brainwashed because of World War II and any other race comment, they believe is basically verboten. They can't do that. I've talked on your show multiple times about how we had some friends of ours. They're an executive at Volkswagen. They were here years ago. We met them and talked to them. We've known them for about 10 years now. And we were actually in our house talking about what was going on, you know, with Germany and the Muslims. This was years ago. And I asked them, I said, you know, how is it in Germany? And they said, well, it's not what you think it is. There's certain words that we have now that are verboten, which means they're forbidden. And I said, well, you have forbidden words? They go, yeah, we don't have a freedom of speech like you have in America. That's not part of what we have in our government. He goes, what we have, if you say anything, if you mention Hitler or the Third Reich or the Fatherland or the Nazis, he says, those are forbidden words and you can be put in jail for that. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. He goes, no, I'm not kidding you. He says, they're politically incorrect, and we're not allowed to use them. They want us to forget anything that really happened in World War II, and they only want to give us a basically reformulated version, a sanitized version. And he said, and what they've done, you know, World War II, you know, Stalin ended up killing 60 million of his own people. But what we've done here is we've turned World War II into a footnote for the Holocaust. And he goes, we've changed everything as far as the reality of what happened in the war, but we're not allowed to talk about it. And the politically correct version of World War II is being taught in the schools. So yes, Joe, I do believe, even though I did not see any evidence of it, that their media is so centered there by the Rothschild cartel that they are arresting Germans, but I didn't see any evidence of that because they simply don't want people putting Facebook posts out. Here's the same thing that Hitler did with his Night of the Long Knives and, you know, in Kristallnacht and everything else when they came after people. But now it's the opposite end. Now instead of, you know, fascism and Nazism being vogue, it's basically political correctness has taken over that mantra. And we're going to talk, I got to tell you some stuff that happened in Dresden too. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through a chronological event of while we were there, and I want to tell you everything that transpired while we were there. And this isn't something I read. I was there and I saw all of this stuff. But the guy in Munich refused to take my car. I ended up with me having to talk to the general manager of the hotel there, and he was basically telling me that they didn't know what to do, that the Germans had stopped reproducing little Germans, and they were having to bring immigrants in to run the entire country now, and that they all realized that they had screwed up by having, you know, one child per family, and that they were basically being exterminated basically through, you know, no reproduction. Then we ended up talking to Volkswagen, one of the Volkswagen executives. He said Volkswagen, after they were basically fined this over 10 billion euros for what was going on with their emissions with the diesels, he said that they basically have gone into this giant austerity campaign. Now they're cutting back on everything. And he told me that Volkswagen was unwilling to even discuss, this guy's an executive with Volkswagen, they were unwilling to discuss any information of what really happened with the Volkswagen because of plausible deniability, and they didn't want these guys going out and saying they knew what was happening. I mean, what a mess that whole thing turned into Volkswagen. Jim Willey said that the reason this happened, now I don't believe everything Jim Willey says, but he's got some pretty good points, and sometimes he nails it pretty hard. He said that Volkswagen had discovered a new type of injection system using compressed steam and water vapor that was being produced through the manifold on the engine as it had heated, and it was actually increasing the fuel economy of the car to about 150 miles per gallon, and they were going to release that technology, and they were told by the banking cartels they couldn't release it because of what it would do to fuel costs and drop the price of gasoline because the demand would fall through the floor. And they refused to listen, and that's when they got fined the $14 billion. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. We also went to down in southern Germany to the Eagle's Nest, you know, which was basically where Hitler had his 50th birthday party, and they gave him this beautiful retreat on top of a mountain. And the thing that was so interesting about this, these are the super, super, super conservative German people who lived down in that area, and there were no immigrants there. I mean, none. It was basically you know, not to coin a phrase that's wrong or whatever, but it was all white people. That was it. And it was strange because I didn't see that anywhere else in Germany, but they're in southern Germany and parts of Austria. While we were in Salzburg, they were having a May festival. And again, they were wearing lederhosen and their costumes. And again, there were no Muslims because think about this. They're all about pork in Germany, and they were having this huge pork get-together, and the Muslims weren't there. And so it was really interesting to see that. That was very close to the area where they had filmed the movie, The Sound of Music, back in the 60s with Julie Andrews. Now, when we got down to Venice, Venice is being overrun with just you know, outside of Venice, outside of the islands, it's being overrun with the Muslims, and they're on the streets begging for money. And this is one of the probably the highest profitability or highest standard of living places, that and Milan in Italy, because Italy's in a terrible mess. When we went to Venice, I met with a guy from the Murata Glass Factory, and I actually interviewed him and took a bunch of notes with what he was saying. And he said that before the euro came into play, you could buy a pair of shoes for like 100,000 lira, which was about $50. And he says now the same pair of shoes, because the euro is there, is about $150. And he says that the people can't even afford to buy food in Italy. And because the IMF has put all these austerity programs on Italy now, that the whole country is in complete turmoil, and that people don't know what to do because they can't even feed their families anymore. So it was really, really, really sad. And he said that they don't know what to do, but they wish they had a Donald Trump. I'm going to repeat this. He said they wish they had a Donald Trump. And he says, you guys need to pray that you don't put Hillary Clinton in office or that she is put in illegally. He said, because she will destroy your country even further. But they were so pro-Donald Trump in Germany and in Europe, it was unbelievable to me, all the people that were awake. And I was actually shocked about that, because I actually found more pro-Trump people in Europe than I do in the United States at the airports where I was flying around. When we went to Rome, this is interesting. You guys would love this. We got to stay at the St. Regis there in Rome on points for free. And it was funny to me because they upgraded us this big suite because there were some problems with the room. And then after getting this big suite, it was really nice. They told me that Katy Perry and Madonna had both stayed in that suite. Isn't that cool, guys? Here, these two girls have sold their soul to Lucifer to have that type of lifestyle. And they gave us that room for free. Now we had to pray over the room and cleanse the room and bind any weird things in the room because those girls, those singers had been in there. But it was really, really neat to see God do that for us. I really liked that. But I was warned we were going to drive down to Naples, and they told me that the economy in Naples, which is right next to Pompeii, was so bad that the car that I was driving would be stolen if I took it down there, and we would probably be abducted and all of our luggage would be stolen, or we'd be left standing on the side of the road. I had about 20 different people tell me that. They said, absolutely not. You can't go to Naples. It's too dangerous. You can take a train down there, or you can take an armed escort down there, but you don't need to be traveling to Naples or to Pompeii without being, you know, escorted, which I thought was kind of crazy, because the economy down there is the biggest part of the economy they have right now. The growth industry in Naples is robbing tourists. That's what they do. They rob tourists. Then we went to Zurich and visited a friend of mine in Zurich, Switzerland. In Zurich, they're unbelievably mad because the Swiss National Bank is charging negative interest now for deposits in Swiss francs in the bank. You know, they're basically taking people's money away. So the Swiss have had enough of it. So what they do is they have a 1,000 franc, which is probably about $1,100 bill. And so what they're doing now is these guys are taking this $1,000 bill and taking all of their money out of the savings accounts and putting the $1,000 bills in a safety deposit box. I thought that was pretty bright, but now the Swiss National Bank is all mad because everybody's withdrawing their deposits. They want to get rid of the $1,000 bill, but the people there are so angry, they said they're not going to let them do that, and so that's why they're not going to take it away, according to the people that I talked to in Switzerland. And while I was there, I met a really good customer of ours. Her name is Jarina, and she lives in Geneva, and she came over to see us and visit with us, and she has two Healthmaster babies. The first one was one of them 6 years old. The other one is 2 years old. The first one wasn't raised entirely on Healthmaster supplements. The two-year-old is. And guys, it was amazing. We went to breakfast with Jarina, and this these children were sat at the breakfast table with us, and they were beautiful. I mean, blonde hair, blue eyes, beautiful kids. Some of the best behaved children I've ever seen. I mean, this lady's a phenomenal mom and parent. I mean, just incredible. And so we spent a couple hours with her that morning and just had a great time. And she thanked us so much because she said, I've raised them like Sharon told me to raise them, and these kids are incredibly healthy. So it was a real blessing to meet one of our customers over there in Europe. So Switzerland's one of the only countries in Europe that we can actually ship product to because it's not part of the EU that doesn't stop the products from coming in across the border. They're that strict now with the EU regulations they have. It's really kind of crazy. Then we went to Dresden. Now, Dresden is where they had that massive bombing in 1945 in February of 45, in which they killed, some estimates are up to 500,000 people with women and children for no reason, because it was a refugee city of women and children and old men who couldn't fight in the war. And the war was going to be over in just a couple of months, but Churchill decided they wanted to teach Germany a lesson, and they basically bombed it with concussion bombs at 2 a.m. in the morning. Then they all blew all the roofs off all the houses, and then they turned around about an hour later and they hit it with incendiaries, and they ignited the entire city into an inferno. Then, I mean, it got so hot the asphalt melted with people trying to escape the city. There were winds of, you know, 200 and 300 miles an hour. The air was being sucked out of the city by the fire. Then they turned around and they were sitting by the river there, I believe it's called the Elbe, and they were just huddled there because, I mean, it was unbelievably cold. It was in February. It was probably like 20 below zero or whatever it was. They were huddled by the river trying not to freeze to death. That's when they brought the P-51 Mustangs in and the Spitfires, and they strafed the crowds, killing the women and the children on the riverbank. Over 100,000 died being strafed by 50 caliber machine gun fire. See, this is stuff you don't read about in the books. But what was interesting about that, Dresden, because of its past, it's gotten really, really a lot of additional propaganda given to it. Because remember, it was a communist satellite for years and years and years, and it wasn't even rebuilt until the 90s, until the wall came down. And the majority of the city has never been rebuilt as far as its Baroque architecture. But what they're basically being forced into complete political correctness there. And so as we're driving around the city, we run into this giant parade that was going around the truck rear out of the entire city. And it had to be a George Soros, you know, moveon.org parade, because it was a big promo for bringing more immigration into Europe, more immigration into Germany, and more homosexual rights into Europe and into Germany. And there was probably 10,000 people marching. It was huge. And they had floats and incredibly loud music, and they walked around the entire truck route of Dresden promoting this agenda, this George Soros agenda. And the sad part about it is you could tell most of these guys were young. They were probably, most of them were communists. They were angry. And it's sad because they have no idea what the truth is and what's happening to them. The weather in Germany is totally screwed up. When I drove from Nuremberg to Stuttgart on Monday, it dropped down to 36 degrees with freezing rain on the Autobahn. And I mean, like, I had ice under my windshield wipers. The people said they've never seen anything like it before as far as the weather patterns. And what happened with the Gulf oil spill several years ago, according to John Moore and several scientists, they actually had a huge slowdown, if not a complete stoppage, of the Gulf Stream, which warms the weather there, you know, in the summertime, because, you know, this place is way up in Canada as far as on the longitude, and so it's way up. It's like the mid part of Canada is so far north, and the weather there was absolutely freezing. Then we flew into Spain the next day, because getting free tickets, we couldn't just fly home. They had to route us through Spain, through Madrid, and I was okay with that because I've never been to Madrid. And what was interesting about this, the economy in Spain is in shambles. I mean, the homeless people on the street, Doug and Joe, were everywhere. There were panhandlers everywhere. People begging for food all over the place, on the sidewalks. It was absolutely horrid. I hadn't seen that anywhere else except for parts of Italy where we were in. And that's because Spain, again, is under that austerity program. It's almost impossible for people to get bank loans. And they basically had enough of what's going on because they keep not meeting their marks as far as the austerity and what the bankers want them to spend. But one thing about Spain, and I never realized this, is that it's one of the cleanest cities. Madrid was one of the cleanest cities in Europe, second only to the German cities and the Austrian cities. In Italy, you know, the cities are absolutely filthy. I mean, everything's filthy. Roads are in shambles, except for the interstates that are being you know, you're being charged tolls on. But what was interesting about Madrid is I've been to Mexico City. I've been all over Mexico many times, and everything down there is absolutely filthy. It's just nasty. But in Spain, it was not. It was super, super, super clean. The roads were clean. There wasn't any trash on the roads. The people there are very, very depressed, though, Doug and Joe, because the economy in Spain is in such shambles. And it's just interesting to have been able to see all of this stuff and experience it firsthand and let you guys know that, yes, the IMF, the World Bank, all of these people are enslaving Europe and destroying the culture there, so that everything that we read about and we see on the Internet, when you go over there, guys, you pretty much find that almost all of this stuff is true. You guys, any questions or comments on this?
Just, you know, so people understand Spain, you're talking a lot about Spain. It's what the, and it's in the top 15, I think it's like 14 in terms of its GDP in the world. Their unemployment rate, at least stated, is about 23%.
That's right, it's awful.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, they had done something recently, I think either the end of last year or the beginning of this year, with their minimum wage, kind of like a Sanders kind of, upping the minimum wage. Maybe not officially, but there was this push for it. So the government debt it's about 95% of its GDP. So, yeah, the economy of Spain is just in shambles. And yet, it's interesting when we read things like The Economist, for example, which is a Rockefeller, Rothschild, whatever you want to call it, Illuminati power broker-owned publication. Oh, Spain is back on its feet. That, according to the print edition of The Economist back in August of 2015. Yeah, not even hardly. There it is, folks. Ted Brewer giving you really a report from on the ground. And,
Well, I wanted to go over there. And I wanted to see it for myself because, you know, we were back there in the Christmas time. We were there, and I love these airline points and the stuff you get for free like that. And the thing I learned was that, you know, the economy was so cold back then, but we stayed primarily in Germany in the Christmas markets. So you can't get a template of what's going on in Europe because it has a surplus as far as its exports. It doesn't have a trade deficit. Because it doesn't have a trade deficit, it can maintain the rates that are set before it from the EU as far as, you know, the budgetary requirements, because it has more money coming into it than it has going out. So even though they're dealing with a debt-based currency over there like we are in the United States, they have more coming in than they have going out. This is the big problem that Ross Perot talked about back in the 90s when he said you're going to have a giant sucking sound of all the jobs leaving the United States. Same thing Trump's talking about now. And the sad part about this is nobody wants to think about the fact that when you have a surplus, you have all this extra money in your country, but when you have a deficit, that means you're losing money faster than you're bringing it in, and there's no way that an economy can maintain that in the long run unless they are the reserve currency of the planet and they can literally print unlimited amounts of money, which is what they're trying to do. And this is, of course, what we've done with this, you know, this thing that Bernanke and now Yellen has done, and this is not this since 2007, 2008, with all this printing of all of this money and increasing the debt load of the United States. Because you got to remember something, guys. Puerto Rico was one of our satellite countries. I mean, we pretty much own the island, and it basically can vote in our elections, and it's now defaulted on its debt. I mean, this is a bad indication of what could happen in the United States, and Puerto Rico basically said, we're not going to pay this anymore. This is complete and total nonsense, and we'll talk about this. I want to cover a bunch of nutrition stuff if we can. That I want to go over to the economy and talk about a bunch of other stuff that I've seen and a bunch of news stories that I want to cover with you guys on the show tonight. All new stuff, haven't covered any of your shows before, so you guys get your seatbelts on because we got some stuff to cover tonight that's going to blow your mind. I mean, this is absolutely insane what's happening in the United States with Obama and the Clintons and what they're trying to do to Trump. And we're going to talk about that, plus a lot of health information and what's going on with processed sugars and stuff too. So whenever you guys are ready, we'll jump on the next topic.
Let's see. Okay, we're ready. Go ahead. Let's rock, man. We can do it.
Well, here's an interesting article. Bad carbohydrates, this is the high glycemic carbohydrates, actually increase the risk of cancer by up to 88%. is that nuts, including prostate cancer. I had a good friend of mine years ago, his name was Richard, and he ate ice cream all the time, always had junk diet. He was about 50, 60 pounds overweight, drank a lot of sodas, et cetera, and I kept warning him, and sure enough, he ended up coming down with prostate cancer. And see, the thing that people need to realize is that all carbohydrates are not created equal. I mean, when you have carbohydrates that turn to sugar very quickly, or high fructose corn syrup that blows out the liver and gives you fatty liver, you've got to get away from this stuff. You've got to eat more beans and vegetables and, you know, certain types of fruit, and you can actually reduce the risks of cancer. And this is something that people need to understand, is that you can't keep eating all these high glycemic carbohydrates. Let me explain to you what that means. High glycemic means that it turns to sugar or to glucose very quickly in your bloodstream. It doesn't slow down. Let me give you an example. A white potato, which has probably been sprayed with glyphosate anyhow, so you probably shouldn't be eating unless it's organic. Sweet potatoes are a lot better for you, or yams. But a white potato, if eaten by itself with no butter or anything else on it, just eating it, actually has a higher glycemic index than table sugar does. It will turn to table sugar. It will turn to glucose or sugar in your blood more quickly than table sugar does. A white potato will. And see, people don't understand that when they put all of these refined carbohydrates, the potatoes and the high fructose corn syrup into their blood, your body has to respond accordingly. It has to produce more insulin. But when you start eating a lot of this high fructose corn syrup, you develop what's called insulin resistance. You start producing a lot of insulin, but your body can't utilize it, so you end up having to take additional insulin, or you have to take drugs like metformin. And the key here is it's called syndrome X. If you allow your body to utilize the carbohydrates that it has in it without taking the drugs, by just changing your diet like we did with you, Doug, then what ends up happening, your body can use the insulin that's already manufacturing. This is for adult onset diabetics only, and it can actually bring the sugar down almost immediately by simply changing the diet and getting on we call it the Hagman blood sugar protocol. But it works great if you stay on it, but there's certain foods you just simply have to avoid, and you have to really limit certain adrenal stimulants like coffee, and that's why we recommend you use Purple Sticks, which, by the way, will be back in stock on Monday in full glory. The Purple Sticks are back. They were shipped out today, so we should have them by Monday, and so the Purple Sticks are available again at healthmasters.com. Our heart, now here's another article. This is by Julie Fiddler. It says, our heart is probably safe from cholesterol eggs. It's time to throw away those low-fat products. This is an interesting study, and I have told you guys this so many times, Doug, over the last 2 years. People need to realize that eggs do not cause heart disease. In fact, there's a big study that was done out of Eastern Finland, and it found out that basically eating a boatload of eggs and cholesterol doesn't raise the risk of heart disease, even in individuals who are genetically predisposed. Eggs are high in cholesterol, so people swore them off for years. A single medium-sized egg contains about 186 milligrams of cholesterol, which is 62% of the recommended daily intake. For the studies published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, Viratin, the author, said, looked at the dietary habits of more than 1,000 men, and they covered them for over 21 years, and 230 of them had a heart attack. But what they found was that the men that ate They found the men who ate the high-fat foods and the eggs had no link between high consumption of dairy, cholesterol, and increased risks of heart attacks. It said the biggest problem with this is inflammation and calcium buildup inside of the arteries that was causing almost all of these people to come down with heart disease. It says heart disease and most heart attacks are not caused by cholesterol, but by the buildup of atherosclerotic plaque resulting from inflammation and calcium deposits, which can build up and rupture or clog arteries. Sometimes cholesterol is found in the plaque, but the cholesterol is waxy and pliable and may be actually there to help provide healing in the arteries. This is what people need to understand, Doug, and everybody needs to understand. We've talked about it repeatedly. You've got to get off calcium supplements, particularly if you're a guy. And, you know, we market calcium products, but I always tell men not to use them. It's only for high-risk women who have thin bones and who can't use dairy products. You know, goat's milk is a much better alternative to calcium products, even in women. But a lot of guys take calcium, and it doesn't do anything besides build up in the arteries. This is metallic calcium that, you know, many of these manufacturers use. And basically what it does, 97% of that is restored back in the soft tissues, like in the arteries and in the joints, causing bone spurs and causing atherosclerotic plaquing and hardening of the arteries. It literally can turn the arteries to stone. That's why they're called hardening of the arteries. It's the calcium and the inflammation and the plaque built up from this. And you've got to get rid of that calcium out of your diet. Now, one of the biggest sources of it is drinking water, because the water in many cases has a lot of dissolved mineral solids in it, which is dissolved rock. And you know with your distiller that I sent you, Doug, oh gosh, it's been a year by now, that when you clean the bottom of it out, you clean all of this shell-looking stuff out of the bottom of it, all of that stuff would have been in your arteries. And if you go to the website, you'll see I have a little video, a little 30-second video, you can watch it. And I should show you what's inside of my distiller and how brittle it is. And it's like concrete. This is the same stuff that builds up inside of your arteries. And this Finnish study has proven this again. This is one of the biggest problems that people have is they don't want to realize that the water is slowly turning them stone. There's a really good book that was written back in the 70s or 80s. It's by Dr. Paul Bragg, and it was called The Shocking Truth About Water. And you guys, everybody needs to read it. I believe you can read it online now for free. It's like a free PDF you can get. And it talks about how important it is to drink distilled water. And don't believe all the stuff about the pH of the water is wrong and all that nonsense. Here's the thing, guys. Water, as soon as you put it in your stomach, you know, it gets hit with hydrochloric acid anyhow, but not much because it's always in your stomach regardless. But also, anytime you put food in with the water, it changes the pH of the water almost immediately. So I don't recommend, you know, drinking huge amounts of distilled water and being on fast for extended periods of time without doing some type of, you know, supplement with juices or even with vegetable broths. But the reality is even the chicken broth. In fact, chicken broth is one of the best things you can drink on a regular basis. Put a little bit of our salt in it. It's the Redmond 9 salt. And just use a little bit of chicken soup every single day, and it'll really, really help you as far as electrolytes.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you told me when I was going through all that, you told me get organic chicken broth.
That's right.
And I've been doing that on a very frequent basis. And you'd be surprised, folks, you'd be surprised. At least in my view, using your salt, Ted, and the organic chicken broth, that's a meal to me. It really is.
Well, and plus my salt is mined for 5,000 feet underground. It's pink. It's pink salt.
Right.
You know, people say, well, you mean the salt is pink? Yeah, I mean, it really is pink. Okay. And it's weird because you're like, and it tastes so good, especially on food. It's like it makes food just explode. It's amazing what that salt tastes like. And so, it's inexpensive. It's like $8 a pound, and it'll last you forever, a pound of the salt. It's also one of those things you need to have on hand as a storable survival food. That's really, really important because salt is something your body cannot live without. You need to have salt to maintain proper cardiac function and proper everything, proper electrolyte function. In fact, my mother-in-law had not been doing what she needed to do, and she was hospitalized last year, and she was having some ventricular fibrillation, and they immediately had to put her on a glucose saline IV in the hospital. And I told her, I said, Shirley, you've got to listen to me. I said, number one, you got to start drinking the chicken broth every single day with a little bit of the salt in it. And I said, you'll get your strength back. And she's like 80 years old. And, you know, she thought she was going to die. They all thought she was going to die. Well, she started this salt regimen with the chicken broth. And I'm telling you, all of a sudden, it's like she just popped back up and said, well, I'm not ready to die yet. I feel pretty good. And now it's been like, it's happened like last October. Now she's feeling great. And she drinks this stuff every single day. She calls it her tonic, her health tonic. And she's told all of her friends about it. And it's super inexpensive. Go to your health food store, get some organic, it has to be organic, get some organic chicken broth, put some of our salt in it, and just drink it like chicken soup every single day. And don't make it real salty so it's nasty that they drink. Make it so it tastes great to you. And it has all kinds of vitamins and minerals and all kinds of compounds from the joints and the ligaments from the chickens that actually help to restore joint mobility in you and make you feel better too. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you need to learn how to do and have this stuff on supply and just use it every single day because it works really, really well. Also, you need to realize they've seen this down in Venezuela now where they're now eating their pets. Doug, I'm sure you know that too. You've done a story. They're eating their pets. They're eating their pets in Venezuela because they're starving down there because the Rothschild banking cartels decided to sanction them so badly because they wanted their gold back, which now they've already turned back out and sold, that, they've learned now they're out of food, they're out of electricity, they're out of fuel, and we have literally a list of things that you need to make sure you get. And, you know, when you go to healthmasters.com, we have the storable food that's got a 20-year shelf life. We don't use any pork in any of it. I won't sell pork product, and I won't use any hydrogenated oil in any of my products. I won't do that. And so we have those available on the website, too, and it's relatively inexpensive. And, guys, look at Venezuela. if some of you stored up at least 6 months worth of food down there, they would still be sitting pretty good with the whole deal. But right now they're about to go to full blown martial law. I mean, people are being shot and killed in the streets over food now. I mean, this is awful. And again, this could happen to the United States too, because the United States is being systematically destroyed through Cloward and Piven by the Obama administration, of course, by the Clintons and the Bushes, because they want to destroy the wrecked republic. Did you hear his comment when he met with the newspaper people last month that the end of the republic is near? Did you hear him say that, Doug?
That was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The end of the republic never looks so good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, I just want to, I don't know why he hasn't been impeached. Well, yeah, I know why he hasn't been impeached, because we have an entire Congress full of pedophiles and perverts, and then there's no way they're going to impeach him because they'll be exposed. And so that's why. So anyhow, so that's ridiculous. Here's another article on energy drinks. What I recommend instead of energy drinks, I recommend that you use the HGH Stimulate. It works phenomenally well. It helps to maintain healthy blood pressure, and it gives you tremendous energy. And when you mix it with like a purple stick, it just is amazing, because it's green tea extract with a bunch of vitamins in it. But don't be drinking these energy drinks, because just two drinks a day can make your blood pressure go through the roof. It's like drinking coffee. You don't want to be doing any of this. Just three cups of coffee in a day in a man can actually increase his risk of heart disease by up to 50%. And see, this is the thing about coffee. Coffee is a great liar. Tonight, you know, about 5:30, because, you know, I'm jet-lagged a little bit. I had half a purple stick. In fact, it was 5:15. Then I had the other half of the purple stick around 6:15. And I staggered a little bit of this caffeine, this green tea extract, into my body along with all the vitamins. And I feel great now. And see, the thing about it is that, you know, you can't do that on a regular basis because it's just not healthy to be doing, you know, purple sticks late at night like I'm doing with this, or just not late at night. It's, you know, 5 o'clock. But the truth is the purple sticks don't have any calories at all. So what they do, they kind of stimulate your adrenals. But if you're in adrenal exhaustion, you don't really be drinking coffee at all because of the cortisol being elevated. And cortisol will age you more quickly than anything else. Plus, it will also cause hyperinsulinemia. And so you get extra elevated insulin. And so you don't want to do any of this stuff because it makes you age really, really fast. So avoid drinking coffee to the best of your abilities and just substitute it for the purple sticks. Low vitamin D levels. Next story.
Hang on a second, Ted, if I can jump in here.
Sure.
This is a shameless Hagman Report store plug. We have the ultimate, hang on now, we got the ultimate purple stick conveyance utensil. The ultimate purple stick conveyance, and I believe it's described that way on our website, on HagmanReportStore.com. Here is the official purple stick conveyance system. I'm holding it up for those people on YouTube. I just wanted to point that out. In this vessel that I'm holding is a Health Masters purple stick. So just as an FYI, again, shameless plug. There you go. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I can't see what you're doing, but I'm sure it's going to be something good. But the thing about it is, guys, is this. I mean, here's the reality of all of this stuff. I mean, if you think about it, when I was in graduate school at Florida State University, I was drinking 18 cups of coffee a day. In fact, I was working for a company called Quality Coffee Service. The owner back then was Dave Pulsifer. Now, whether Dave still owns it or not, I have no idea. And I don't even know if the company's still in business. I haven't talked to Dave in 20 years. But what was interesting about this is I was drinking, it was a coffee company. And they had they gave me a bun coffee maker, like a really nice stainless steel coffee maker for my apartment. And so the coffee was delicious. And so I'm just drinking this coffee. I could get a big German beer stein full of coffee in the morning, had like 6 cups. And by mid morning, I was drinking another 6 cups in this German beer stein. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm drinking another 6 cups. And I mean, I lived on this stuff. I was drinking 18 cups a day. At the age of 27, a couple of years later, I came down with heart disease and almost died from it. And I didn't realize how you massively increase your risks of heart disease when you drink a lot of coffee like that. So again, when you elevate your cortisol off one cup of coffee when you get past the age of 30, it takes a couple of days for your cortisol levels to come back down. It doesn't come down quickly like it does when you're a kid. So you're constantly in this aging process. You start aging very, very quickly. And if you combine it with alcohol and with cigarettes and everything else, you basically burn yourself out because you're running at both ends. And it's like taking a candle and lighting at both sides. I remember I saw that at my mom's bar when I was a kid. You have these people drinking coffee all day long. Then they start drinking beer. Then they're smoking cigarettes all day. And what happened to them, they would just age and die in their 30s and 40s and 50s. And I saw it over and over again. I started thinking, you know, maybe this is not a good idea to drink and smoke. It just doesn't really look healthy to me. And I remember years later, I you know, when I ended up having this heart thing with my heart when I was 27, I thought, wow, this is nuts. I said, I've really abused myself with this caffeine. But I weaned myself off the caffeine, and I really don't drink the coffee at all anymore. But I will use the Purple Six every day. And plus, they're loaded with vitamins and stuff, so they're really good for you. But anyhow, let's go back to vitamin D. Low levels of vitamin D now have been shown to basically increase the risks of heart attacks and strokes. Now, this is something new that I didn't know. This is something I didn't know that D would do this. It would increase, if low levels of D increase the risk of heart attack and stroke, I knew it would massively increase the risks of cancer. I knew it would do that. This is a study, and it says a recent study now showing a strong evidence of a link between vitamin D and poor cardiovascular health. But this ties together what's going on with the NAGylase, because remember, when your body is elevated NAGylase, it massively increases the risks of cardiovascular disease. And again, the vitamin D can't attach to the NAGylase molecule properly. We did a whole show on this last summer because of the introduction of somehow they're getting NAGylase into our bodies, whether it's through the food, through the GMOs, through our immune system, through viruses. I don't know. But this would explain how that mechanism works. Now, here's another interesting article about all the psychological terror that's being pushed on women as far as on cancer screening, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, all of these false positives, I mean, it's nuts. And you know, let me read you one article, one more sentence. It says, once again, breast cancer screening is the poster child for the problem. What is most certain about screening mammography in the United States is that it leads to a lot of false alarms, worrisome mammograms, and yet subsequent testing, another mammogram, an ultrasound, MRI, a biopsy, and ultimately finds no cancer. Or you get a false positive for the biopsy and you think you got cancer, but you really don't. For example, about 1,000 women age 50 screened annually for a decade, how many will have at least one false alarm? Between 490 and 670, Doug, will have a false alarm out of 1,000. That's a 67% rate. That's nuts. And 70 to 100 will be biopsy to prove they didn't have cancer. If that didn't come back positive, and it's really false. It's like a giant thing to force these people to be screened all the time. Let me give you another example. What happened to me personally with my mom. When when she was 85 years old, she fell because her foot, basically, she broke a toe. She broke a toe when she was in the house and she fell. And I visited my mom all the time, and she had a fish camp with a bunch of cottages, and finally they called me up one day and they said, your mom's not answering the door. And I said, okay. So I immediately went over to the house, went inside, and sure enough, I was with my workout partner, Van Green, and sure enough, she's on the floor, you know, been laying there for like 12, 14 hours or whatever, and, you know, she couldn't get to a telephone because she was too weak, and she had broken her toe. And so I thought, oh, this is nuts. So we called the ambulance. We had her taken to the hospital and to make sure she was okay, didn't have any other breaks. And while she was in the hospital, this doctor came up to her and told her she had cancer, Doug. Now listen to this story. Told her she had cancer. Told her that she had a lytic lesion on her toe, which is like a part of like a cancer has migrated to another part of the body, and that that's why she fell, because she has cancer and it's migrated to her bone. Now my mom was always terrified about cancer because she was a heavy smoker. So this doctor had completely convinced her that she had cancer without even testing her with anything, with a CAT scan or MRI or anything. Nothing got tested. And so I catch him in the hallway, and she's in there crying hysterical, 85 years old, you know, yelling in German, you know, just can't believe this has happened to her, right? And so I catch the doctor in the hallway, and I looked at him, and he was a kind of a little nerd is what he was. And I looked at him and I said, doctor, I got to ask you a question. How do you know my mom has cancer? He goes, well, I'm assuming she does. I said, you're assuming my mom has cancer. You're assuming she has cancer. So you told her she had cancer. So you told her she had a lytic lesion on one of her metatarsals. He goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, yeah. I said, are you nuts? I said, you don't know that. And he goes, well, no, I'm a doctor. I know that. I said, dude, I'm a doctor too. And she doesn't have cancer. I said, it's not in our family, and she doesn't have any symptoms. Well, she probably has from all the diet sodas and sodas. That's why she didn't really drink diet. From all the sodas that she's drunk in her horrible diet, she probably has an osteoporotic fracture of her toe, and it broke when she was walking. He goes, well, that could be a possibility, but I think she has cancer. And I told her she has cancer, and we have to schedule her for cancer treatment. And I said, whoa, Buckwheat, you need to slow down. I said, you better prove to me and prove to her that she has cancer before you start scheduling her for cancer treatment. Well, we've got her scheduled for, you know, CAT scan, MRI, and all the stuff that we need to do to determine this, and we'll let you know. And I said, well, let me tell you this. I said, if I find out that she does not have cancer, and you've scared this 85-year-old woman like this, I said, you and I are going to have another talk, and it won't be very pretty. And he looked at me and goes, are you threatening me? I said, I'm not threatening. I'm just telling you we're going to have a talk. It's not going to be very pretty. I said, because you can't be doing this kind of nonsense. I said, I think she has an osteoporotic fracture. Doug, she had to wait for almost a week in the hospital to figure out whether she had cancer or not. After they did all the tests on her, you know, the results were, she had an osteoporotic fracture, and I was 100% right. This yahoo, this knuckle dragger didn't have any sense enough to tell her to try to scare her like that. Can you even believe that happened to my mom?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. And by the way, I never saw the guy again. he maintained a really low profile after my mom was led out of that hospital, because he had got a piece of my mind. I'd have let him have it if I'd seen him again, because you can't Amen. Do that to people, because you scare people half to death with that kind of nonsense. I mean, she thought exactly. She was going to be, you know, and she ended up living for another 6 years in a nursing home. Bless her heart. It was awful how she died, but I'll tell you that story too later on. But
Ted, we're up against it. All right, brother. Man, Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Folks, HealthMasters.com. Yeah, just getting started. Stay right where you're at.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.